The Canadians do it, so should we do it too? This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. Raising fish in open water pens is happening right now on the Great Lakes. On the Canadian side of Lake Huron, up in the North Channel and the Georgian Bay, fish farmers raise trout for restaurants and grocery stores. It's called open pen aquaculture, and proponents say Michigan has a big opportunity to be a leader in this industry. Peter Payette at our partner station at Interlochen Public Radio has been keeping a close eye on this, and he joins me now. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Mark.
So you're at an industry conference right now where they're discussing this issue. Tell me a little bit about who's there and what they're talking about.
Well, it was organized by the proponents of net pen aquaculture, people who want Michigan to open up its Great Lakes waters. But they've organized it as a dialogue, so there are a fair number of skeptics and critics here. And so there's some back and forth. And we've heard a lot from fish producers over in Ontario that, you know, they're very interested to defend their industry, to show that they've done this responsibly without harming the lake, and to advocate that Michigan go the same direction.
So they've been doing this for 20 years on the Canadian side of the lakes. Have they had success without causing any damage?
Well, there's no one to really check that. The Ministry of Natural Resources in Ontario has been pretty quiet about this. I've not been able to get them to talk to me for my reporting, and they were not here today. So there's really no one involved to respond in any serious way to the assertions of the fish producers.
So what are the critics saying about these open water pens? Why are they concerned?
Well, there's a few issues that have been discussed. The big one is phosphorus. Fish, when they go to the bathroom, produce phosphorus, and food that doesn't get eaten by the fish has some phosphorus in it. And phosphorus is a nutrient that the lakes need, but when you have too much, like in Lake Erie, it can cause problems like algal blooms. So that's a problem that got a lot of attention today.
So do the proponents of open water pens say there can be something done about phosphorus?
They say it's negligible, and they'll even argue that the upper lakes need phosphorus, so they argue that this could even be a benefit to the lakes. Others say that why risk this? Sean Hammond from the Michigan Environmental Council was a panelist today, and one of the points he made was we can do this on the land, and we have capacity in places like Detroit and Flint, where we have tons of abandoned buildings, and we have excess sewer capacity, excess water capacity. Why not stay on land and do it where you can control it completely?
We see a future need for aquaculture and a future need for fish protein. It's just whether we want to see it risking the natural use of the lakes, or if we want to expand it in a way to help revitalize our urban centers.
So there's a whole industry who wants to see open water pens on the Great Lakes. What are the potential for these open water pens on our side of the border?
Well, the proponents here have been operating under the assumption that there's a lot of potential, but it was interesting at one point a guy named Gordon Cole, who was, I think, the first fish farmer in the Great Lakes over in Parry Sound, he observed that he didn't see much potential at all. He wasn't sure there were many good sites. These farms need to be protected, and he just wasn't seeing many places where that would be the case in the Michigan side of Lake Huron or in northern Lake Michigan.
So you're not going to get 100 fish farms. You might get, there might be one spot, there might be five spots, there might be 10 maybe. There might very well likely be none.
But I should say one of his colleagues, another Ontario fish producer, was much more optimistic. He thinks that with the right technology and the right design, they can handle more open water. So there were differences of opinion on that.
So it's still a wait and see here on our side of the border whether we'll see these things.
Indeed, and whether Michigan will even allow them.
All right. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Mark.
Peter Payette is with our partner station at Interlochen Public Radio, and he joined me from a conference on aquaculture in St. Ignace. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.